Welcome to the Isla Podcast. My name is Nisa. I'm an intuitive guide, mentor, energy reader, and creator of soul-based courses to lead you to your highest self. I'm here to help guide you back to that inner knowing, purpose, creativity, inner child, heart, and light. Are you ready? For those of you who don't know me, I'm just going to do a little intro. My name is Nisa Sedigat. I'm an intuitive, I'm a healer, I am an energy and tarot reader, and I'm a soul embodiment mentor. So I'm really here to guide you babes and to connect you with your intuition, your heart, your soul, your purpose, and an intuitively aligned and expansive life. And I'm so honored to hold this space and to connect with really incredible women like you. It's truly my soul's purpose, and I love waking up every day to do it. So for those of you babes who are new to me and my work, my company's name is Seek Isla. Isla means the halo of light around the moon, moonlight, and from a strong, resilient place. And my guidance in this work were really inspired by Isla. I'm very much a night babe. I'm a moon babe. And I've just always been very drawn to the moon, her strength, her beauty, and her light, even in the darkest of times. So with my work, my podcast, my mentorship, my workshops, all of that stuff, I'm inviting you to seek Isla, to seek your light, to seek that inner strength. So thank you so much for being here with me today. I'm so excited to dive into all of the things with you today. So a few announcements. The doors to the magical Isla Alchemy container close this Friday, April 9th. This is our beautiful, intimate 5-week group mentorship container that is aligned with the moon's cycles to heal, to increase your self-worth, to learn to live in flow, and to help you get really clear in your life direction, become empowered, and to really connect back with your intuition and your authentic self. So, it's a really beautiful program. Doors, early bird ended yesterday, but the doors are still open to this Friday. So if you have felt pulled or called to this program, I invite you to check it out before the doors close. And I just wanted to share a little piece of feedback from one of the babes in one of the previous rounds, the beautiful Kylie from Perth, Australia. She said, "I loved how Nisa made me feel safe and loved. She created a place I could open up and tell my story. She gave me the confidence to let go, release negative emotions and past traumas that no longer serve me. I've learned to love myself and have self-worth. I've had the courage to be vulnerable and ask the universe for help, and I've started to see their offerings and guidance." It's breathtakingly beautiful. Her journey was so incredible in the Alchemy Container. If you're in the Facebook group, I'll post a video of her sometime this week so you can learn more about her and her journey. She's truly an incredible soul. Couple of announcements before we dive into our meditation and our breath work and the meat of today's little chat. So an important element of this month's energy, which we're going to be talking about in today's episode, is foundations. So before we really plant the seeds of our spring, we must first prepare our garden so that we're planting in a space that is clean, that is open, that is free, that is nurtured, and that is really rich for our soul. So I'm really excited, just based off of this energy, to announce that I have 2 spots opening up this month for one-to-one mentorship. This is a one-to-one mentorship container with me called Soul Spring, and it's a really powerful, potent 4-week one-on-one mentorship container with me to get basically clarity on what your soul wants right now. And we really set you up in your soul to not only blossom this spring, but to set a really clean foundation, that garden for yourself, to build on moving forward. So it's a really potent container. Every week is going to build on the previous week as we take inventory, clear out, rebuild, and really expand into what your soul wants now. What I really love about these one-to-one mentorship containers is each container is uniquely designed to each woman's soul and her energy. So this is not a cookie cutter system. It's not one fits all. It's completely designed to you, your unique soul, your unique energy, your unique expression, and how you operate best. And what it looks like is you getting a 60-minute one-on-one call with me each week. There's guided meditations, there's nourishing explorative homework outside our sessions, and you get unlimited access to me on WhatsApp during business hours for our 4 weeks together. So this container is 1111. You can book with me one of those two spots for this month by emailing me at nisa@seekisla.com. If this is calling to you, I'd love to chat with you more about it. These are really, really, really potent transformative containers. So last piece of thing I wanted to mention to you babes is there's so many exciting offers I've been working on for you coming to the community this week and next, including a group program I downloaded this week that's all about your energetic body, the one-on-one mentorship containers I mentioned, and retreats. We are going to have our first retreat coming up at the end of May. So if you are not yet on the newsletter, I would love to have you on there so we can keep in touch. And you guys can also get the weekly guidance emails, free meditations, workshop announcements, and other goodies like that. All right, my loves, that's it for me for housekeeping. Let's dive into today's podcast episode. So today's session, I'm going to have us start off with some breath work. You know, we're going to be chatting all about foundations, and I think breath work is a really important foundation for yourself. So the conversation we're going to be chatting about today is the garden of your soul and what lights it on fire, okay? So let's start off by cleaning out our foundation, really grounding down into where we are right now, how we're feeling. So I invite you guys to come to a comfortable place wherever you are. And we're going to start off with something called a box breath. What this looks like is breathing in to a count of four. We pause and hold at the top. Then we're going to exhale for a count of four, slowly pausing at the bottom, and then we'll start that cycle over again, okay? So the important thing I really want to emphasize with you babes is to do this nice and slow, really allow the oxygen to nourish your body, okay? So wherever you are, I invite you to close your eyes if that feels comfortable for you. And we'll just start by exhaling all of our air now. Beautiful. Let's fill up to that first count of four. So breathe in, two, three, four, pause at the top, and release. Four, three, two, one. Let's pause at the bottom here. Breathe in, start the next cycle. Really fill up, balloon out that belly, expand up through your chest. Pause at the top and gently release for a count of four, three, two, one. Beautiful. Pausing at the bottom. Take this last round on your own. I want you to fill up. Pause at the top and gently release. Beautiful. And let your eyes gently flutter back open. Maybe you roll your wrists. Maybe you take some good morning stretches or good night stretches, depending on where you're at. Okay, so we are going to have a nice little intuitive chat today all about the garden of our soul, the garden of foundations, and setting your soul on fire. Okay, we're also going to move into a meditation, and at the end of our little chat today, we're going to pull some oracle and maybe tarot cards just to kind of get a read of what's going on right now. Okay, so my loves, one thing I want to talk about with April, we've had so many energetic beginnings happening this month. We moved into a new month. We moved into April. We moved from Pisces into Aries season. We changed signs astrologically. And with that change and transition also came the change from the 2020 energetic year into the 2021 astrological energetic year. So in astrology, on the zodiac wheel, Pisces is the very last sign. Aries is the first sign. So for those of us in the Northern Hemisphere, I feel like we had extra potent changes to support us with the spring. We moved from winter to spring officially. We've moved from Pisces to Aries. We've moved from the 2020 astrological energetic year into the 2021 astrological energetic year. It's really exciting. It's lots of new beginnings. I can feel all of us waking up. We're excited. We want to do things. We want to go out there. We want to stop wearing our masks and just adventure around the world and stuff, and really start to plant our seeds and take our action going forward with that fire energy that we get in Aries season. But something that has been coming in strongly for my babes in this community is we need to take a pause. It's really important that we take a pregnant pause here before we are charging forward, planting the seeds, because there is a lot that we really need to clean out. So in the fall season, we really take the time, you know, this is a season of death. Fall is a season of death. Scorpio season is a season of death. And it's really about allowing those cycles to end, to die out. Allowing that energy to die so that we can hibernate in the winter and then be reborn in the spring, right? So now we're in this period where we're going to be reborn, but what a lot of us are forgetting is we have to like shed that cocoon that we have been in for this winter time. So I see a lot of babes who are wanting to just really charge forward, but they're having all this stuff happen. They're being met with resistance. They're getting broken up with. They're getting injured. They're just like hitting walls with themselves energetically. And one of the biggest things that I'm really getting that's important, babes, is before we do charge ahead with this spring, with planting our seeds, with getting clear on where we want to go, we really need to clean house, okay? So we went through a huge death process, a huge hibernation process, okay? Collectively, seasonally, energetically, astrologically. And now's the time I really want to invite you guys to think about what your foundation is now. So before you are planting seeds and making plans, like, check in with yourselves, really evaluate where you are now, what you want, what you can let go of, what you can clear out, what you can surrender, what you can release. This isn't just about, you know, the tougher things that we work through, like our shadow or our fears or our limiting beliefs or anger, things like that. Yes, those are important too, but this is also really about one thing that I kept getting very strongly is like a lot of us babes are holding on to old dreams that like we actually don't care about anymore, okay? Old relationships, because they're comfortable or because we got in the habit of pursuing them. And what I really want to invite you babes to look at as your, you know, cleaning out this foundation, and I'm going to talk through how you can do that today. It's not only about letting go of the hard things, like the relationships that are toxic or our fears or our limiting beliefs or things like that, the job that we hate. Those are more obvious things, but there are some kind of nuances to this process of releasing our cocoon, shedding that before we can really spread our wings and fly and plant our seeds into the soil for this spring. There are other nuances that are a little bit more subtle, like the things that we're pursuing still, the dreams, the people we're surrounding ourselves with just because it's comfortable or just because we thought it's what we wanted. So what I really want you to invite you babes to do this week is to think about, like, when was the last time that you actually checked in and did an inventory on yourself and your life, right? So we all know that spring, we hear about spring and spring cleaning, and you know, you go through your closet and you go through all your stuff and you Marie Kondo everything. But I really want to invite you babes to also look at the things that you think you do want to pursue and really check in, like, is that lighting your soul up? So those are the two themes that I'm going to talk to you babes about today, is really cleaning out this garden, setting up the garden of your foundations, and then also setting your soul on fire. Because I don't know about you babes, but especially after this last year, I don't want to do anything that doesn't light me the fuck up. I really don't. I feel like I only have energy for the things that are hell yes for me. And that's why I'm really excited, and I'm going to talk about this more later on, to be hosting a free 30-day challenge that's all about lighting your soul on fire in my Facebook group. So if that's something that you would like to be a part of, I will leave a link below and you can join, because I think this is something that's really, really important. You know, none of us went through this last year unchanged. And I feel like especially this winter was particularly challenging, right? We were locked down. We were stuck in our homes. Where I was, it was a particularly gray winter. It's not usually gray here. And I feel like it's really important that before we charge ahead, I've just been getting so strongly the message that we stop, we pause, we really look at our gardens, we look at our foundations, and then we look at what seeds we want to plant, because we don't want to plant seeds that we only kind of care about. Like, I want to plant seeds that blossom into stunning flowers that I want to look at and nurture and care for every single day, okay? So that's why I want to talk about these two themes, your garden and then planting the seeds that actually light your soul the fuck up, okay? So let's talk about your garden, and we're going to go into a meditation to kind of help you with this afterwards, but I just want to talk about your garden, okay? Your soul garden. So what I would really love to invite you babes to do with me is take a moment now, and this is a great opportunity if you're a journaler, you want to take notes. I'm a journaler. I love keeping track of everything. It's a really great opportunity to take out your journal now. And I want you to really think about your soul as a garden, okay? Your soul and your life and your body and everything as a garden, okay? So we went through the winter, right? And for us in the Northern Hemisphere, we went through the winter. And a lot of the stuff in our garden probably feels kind of dead. And what I'm going to invite us to do in this meditation is to go through, and we're going to clean out the weeds. We're going to pick out the weeds. We're going to pick out those flowers and plants that are like, you know, they're doing okay. Like, we look at them and we're like, you're good. But like, we're not lit up by them, right? Those are the dreams that I was talking about, or the relationships I was talking about, that they're not horrible, but they're just like not really getting us excited, right? So in this meditation, we're going to go through our garden. We're going to clean all that stuff out. And then we're going to talk about planting seeds that actually light our souls on fire, okay? So what I want you to do now, and if you're listening to this as the podcast episode later on, feel free to pause me and take as much time as you want on this, but I want you to write down and do this really, really quickly. Just let whatever comes to mind, intuitively come to mind, don't judge it. I want you to write down three things that just absolutely light you the fuck up. Three things, really quickly. Don't judge it. Just one, two, three. Like anything, guys, play, have so much fun. I'll give you some examples. What lights me up? Travel lights me up. Yoga lights me up. Dance lights me up. There we go. Three quick things. That lights me up. That lights my soul on fire. I will do any of those things anytime. I'll never say no to them. So write down three things, okay? And I would love if you're joining me live to comment. I would love to see what's lighting you up. Okay. So three things. So now below that, I want you to write down three things right now that just do the opposite of that. They dull your light. They slow you down. They just exhaust you. What are three things that are just like, like, I just don't want to do that. So three things that just like are hell no's for me. One, and this is something that's kind of unavoidable, but you guys have probably heard me talk about this before, dealing with insurance companies just stresses me out. It's just an absolute no, like a physical somatic no. The other thing is making myself small to make other people comfortable. And something that I have had to, you know, really come to terms with. It's challenging. And I think it was hard also, just with the energy of COVID really, you know, muting us and wearing us down. But that was something I noticed, like there were certain, not necessarily my close circle, some people in it, but, friends of friends that I'd been around that I just felt like I really had to mute and dull who I was because it made them uncomfortable or insecure, and I don't want to do it anymore. So again, now we have our list. We have three things that light us the fuck up, that we love, that light our souls up, and we have three things that we know don't. Okay. So, my babes, I'm going to guide us through a meditation now to take a little look at our garden. Okay. We're going to energetically tend to our garden, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about what lights you on fire, what lights your soul on fire, so that when you're planting these aren't seeds that you just are like, eh, about, right? Like if you want a rose and then you plant like a carnation, like you're probably not going to be very excited about that, right? So we're going to do a little meditation, clean out our garden energetically, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about what kind of seeds you actually want to plant, okay? So I would invite you now to come to a comfortable seat wherever you are. My loves. So wherever you are, I want you to come to a comfortable seat. And just let your eyes gently flutter shut here. We're going to start by taking three rounds of those box breaths that we took at the beginning together. So whenever you're ready, I'd love for you to exhale all your air, really push everything out of your lungs. Get all that stale air out. Okay. We're gonna breathe into a nice count of four. So breathe in, two, three, four, and pause at the top. And exhale, four, three, two, one. Beautiful. One more like that. Inhale. Balloon at that belly, two, three, four, pausing at the top, and release. Exhale gently, three, two, one, pausing at the bottom, breathe in, count to four, two, three, four, pausing at the top, and this time we'll just let it go gently. Beautiful. I want you guys to continue this deep, nourishing breaths together now. Deep, nourishing inhales, relaxing exhales. With every exhale, I want you to feel your body grow heavier. Feel it relax deeper into your space, into the chair, into the floor, into the bed. Beautiful. Now I want you to bring to mind a door. Just notice how it looks. Notice the texture, the color. What is the color of the knob? What energy does the door have? I want you to start to walk towards it. You to reach out and grab the handle of the door and open it. The other side, you're met with a staircase. We're gonna climb the stairs together now. So I want you guys to make sure you're continuing those deep, deep nourishing breaths in. Good. Let's climb those stairs together. There are 10. Let's take the first step. One, two, next step, three, next step, four, next step, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Pause. At the top of the stairs, a few feet in front of you, you see another door, and it's glass. Behind it is emanating so much light. Beautiful, beautiful, bright, warm, liquid sunshine light. I want you to go and open the door and step through it. And as the door shuts behind you, you look up and all around you and see a beautiful, beautiful garden. I want you to notice what trees are there, what flowers, what fruits, what plants. What does it smell like? What's the texture of the atmosphere around it? Is it moist with dew from rain? Is it warm and humid? Is it dry? What do you see there? And in front of you, below, you see a patch of dirt that needs some tending to. You move forward to this patch and you begin to notice different weeds, different plants that have died, maybe some rocks, some things in the way. I want you to take a deep breath in now. Let it go. I want you to draw your mind's eye to one of the biggest weeds that you see. Okay? This weed is one of the biggest things that have been holding you back. Perhaps it's a fear, perhaps it's a limiting belief, perhaps it's anger, perhaps it's issues with self-worth, with not feeling good enough. Whatever it is now, allow your soul to just speak this to you honestly. What is getting in the way? What's hurting you the most right now? Beautiful. And take a deep breath in. Focus on that weed. And I want you, as you exhale that next breath of air, pull that weed out. So breathe in. Pull that weed out of the ground. Perhaps it's really tough and you need to pull it extra hard. Perhaps it comes out more easily than you expected. Now I want you to turn, look. Notice what other weeds you see. Perhaps there's some plants, some flowers that you notice. Maybe it's dreams that you used to love, but they're no longer lighting you up. Your next breath in, I want you to grab those flowers, the old plants that you used to love, that used to light you up, but they're no longer doing that anymore. And with that next breath in, I want you to grab onto that. And that next breath out, that next exhale, I want you to pull that out of the ground. Pull it out of your garden. Okay. As you keep breathing in and breathing out, I want you to continue this process now. Pulling out any weeds, any dreams that are no longer serving you, any relationships. What is it? What do you see? What can you pull out? What can you clean out? Now I want you to look beside you and see a golden rake about the size of your arm. I want you to pick that up, Look at your soil now, freely weeded, removed of weeds, of anger, of limiting beliefs. And I want you to start to rake that soil up. Oxygenate it, move things around, clean it out. Perhaps you find a couple rocks, pull those out. Okay. Clean it out. Beautiful. And once your garden is nice and raked and clean, I want you to see if there's anything else you missed. Any other weeds, any other flowers that are half dead. Any other rocks? All right. Now I want you to look to your left and you're going to see a bag of golden fertilizer, natural, nutrient-rich, dense, beautiful fertilizer. I want you to put a hand in it and start to sprinkle it around your garden. Sprinkle it around. We're just going to re-nourish the soil now. Beautiful. Now I want you to take your hands with that soil that you've now cleaned, and we're going to just massage all of that soil, those new nutrients in it. Okay, really get your fingers in the dirt, feel the texture of it. Feel all those nutrients you're pushing into the soil, massaging around this new fresh dirt. Beautiful. Good work. We're almost done with our garden. So, babes, look to your right. You're going to notice a watering can there, okay? Before we water our garden, we're going to plant 3 seeds, okay? These are the seeds of 3 intentions we want to set for this spring that light our soul on fire. No more carnations if those don't light us up. If we want orchids or roses or peonies, we're going to plant those beautiful seeds. No half-ass, no holding back. So I want you to reach in your pocket and you pull out 3 seeds. Each one's different, different color, different texture, different energy, and beautiful. One by one, I want you to pick up those seeds and think about what intention you want each one to hold. So the first seed, I want you to breathe in, take another deep, nourishing breath, breathe in, hold that seed tight. Imagine holding it close to your heart. What is the first intention that you want to call in this spring? The first intention that you love, that lights your soul on fire. Whatever it is, perhaps it's a relationship, a job, a dream, a partner, love. Whatever it is, take a moment now. I want you to plant that seed deep into the soil. Beautiful. And move that soil around, pat it into place. All right, you've got 2 seeds left, my loves. 2 beautiful seeds. So I want you to keep taking those deep, nourishing breaths. And we're going to take that second seed. What is that second intention you want to plant for this spring? What is the second thing that lights your soul on fire from the list that we wrote earlier? How can you use that to plant the foundations for a life that is in alignment, that lights you up? So plant that seed now. And take a moment, your next breath in, fill up with that rich, nourishing oxygen, and pad the soil around in place. Beautiful. All right, we have 1 seed left. What is your last intention going to be? What is your last soul fire intention that you want to plant for this spring that lights you up? What sets your soul on fire? Perhaps this time you bring that seed to your mind's eye seat of your intuition, the spot between your two eyes. Hold it close now. Breathe in. Breathe that fire, that soul fire into it. Your next exhale, I want you to put it into the soil. Pad the soil around, tad into place. Make sure it's nice and tucked in. Beautiful work, you guys. So now we've cleaned out our garden, we've nourished it, now we've planted the seeds. We've set our foundation, our nice clean foundation, okay? So I want you to look to your right and notice a golden watering can next to you, okay? And I want you to take it now and gently water those three seeds that we just planted together. Those three seeds that light your soul on fire. Beautiful. Really, really pour your love into that space. Good job, you guys. All right, our garden is set. So I want you to stand up, maybe brush your legs off, your knees off. Take one last look around your garden. Remember, you can come back here anytime. Check on your seeds, your soil, your plants, what you just planted. I want you to get up and turn around, open that door up, the glass door up. I'm gonna leave, closing it gently behind you. And then come back, go down those set of stairs. We'll count from 10 all the way to the bottom. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Arrived at the bottom. Open that door back up that you first went through. And come back into dark space. Feel the darkness around you, pressing around you, comforting you. We'll slowly begin to come back into our space. And take a moment now. Wiggle your fingers. Wiggle your toes. Perhaps you take a good morning or a good night stretch. Beautiful. When you're ready, you can gently open your eyes now. All right, my loves, welcome back. How was that? How were your soul gardens? What did you see in there? What did you plant? What did you clean out? I hope that you planted some really beautiful intentions for the spring. It's such a powerful exercise that you guys can do anytime on your own. You can always come back to this episode anytime you want. Listen to it again. And so, my loves, I just really want to solidify before we move into some oracle cards what I was talking about with those seeds that we just planted, okay? So we talked about the importance of really getting our foundations cleaned up, letting go of stories, limiting beliefs that are no longer serving us, dreams, old dreams that are no longer serving us, relationships, really taking the time to look at, take inventory, just like we did at the beginning of this episode, to write down three things that are lighting our soul up, three things that aren't, and just looking at our lives and seeing if the things that we're surrounding ourselves with, that we're pursuing, are lighting us up or not. This is a really beautiful thing to do at least once a month, check in. I really want to stress the importance of really cleaning house and really setting up a clean foundation to build from. So we're not building from rubble and decay and dirt. So take the time to really clean out and tend to your garden, the garden of your soul, like we did today. You can do it through meditations and visualizations like we just went through. I also invite you, babes, to do it by, you know, taking inventory of the material things that are around you, of the relationships that are around you, just the things you're doing every single day, what you're pursuing, who you're spending your time with. And, you know, come back to these meditations. They're a really, really powerful way to do that, okay, on a subconscious level as well, on an energetic level. So again, babes, if you would love to dive into this work deeper with me, I've got two of those one-on-one mentorship container spots open up. This is just the tip of the iceberg of some of the work that we do together in these to really get clear on your soul. So if you're ready for a soul spring, come chat with me. I would love to support you in one of those. All right, my loves. So I just want to wrap up by really solidifying with the seeds that you planted today, that you are planting things that you actually want to say yes to, and you're not just planting these seeds because it's what you're seeing influencers do, or what your parents want you to do, or your partner, or your teachers, or whatever, that you're planting these seeds, these intentions, you're pursuing these pursuits, these relationships, these jobs, these activities, anything, because it lights you the fuck up. Because you get a somatic reaction when you think about it. You get an expansion in your chest. You get excited. It lights you up. It just makes you feel alive. Those are the things that you should be planting the seeds for. Like I said earlier, babes, I am not settling for any half-assed seeds anymore. I'm not settling for carnations when I want peonies. And I think carnations are beautiful too. I'm just giving this as an example. But I'm not settling for these half-assed things anymore. And I invite you guys not to either. So really think about what you're putting your energy into. You know, that's what we did in that garden together. We put our energy, our intention, our focus onto those three things that are lighting our soul up. Don't give that energy to those three things we wrote down earlier that we don't care for, or three things that we just kind of feel meh about, okay? So one thing that I can also invite you guys to think about to help you think about what things you want to plant seeds for is, well, for one, I'm going to be hosting a free 30-day challenge in my Facebook group all about this. And it's a challenge that I'll be partaking in myself to only say yes to the things that light my soul on fire this month for this next 30-day period. Okay, so if that's something that you would like support with, community with, come join me. I think it's going to be so incredible, and I think we're going to see such incredible transformations just to only say yes to the things that light our soul on fire. And I want to emphasize something. You know, there are day-to-day things and tasks that we have to do that not everything is going to light our soul on fire. I'm not talking about, you know, taking the garbage out or cleaning up after your dog or cleaning, if those are things that, you know, I really want you to think of those things as more neutral. But I'm talking about the things like what content you're listening to, what people you're hanging out with, what jobs you're pursuing, what business you're starting. What are you listening to? What are you consuming? What activities are you saying yes to? What are your social? What are you doing to socialize? Okay, I want you to look at those things and the decisions you make. How's your morning routine? Do you want to get up at, you know, you have to be at work at 9 and get up at 8:30 and chug a bunch of coffee and like drag your ass to work? That's not probably not letting yourself up. Do you want to get up a little bit earlier and, you know, meditate and journal and visualize your best day ever and go for a walk and smell the fresh air and then go to work? That sounds like that would light up my soul a lot more than the first thing I said. So just really, really take inventory on the things, the choices, the things that you actually have the choice to make every day and see if it's lighting yourself up. Another great example is as things start to open up again and people are beginning to socialize and do things. If your friends are like, oh, let's go out Friday night and get drunk and do X, Y, and Z and yada, yada, yada. And you're like, I don't really want to spend money. I don't want to wake up hungover. That's like not really a hell yes for me. But a hell yes for you is getting up early on Saturday and going for a hike and sitting at a coffee shop and reading and drawing and journaling. And like, that's like a hell yes, a fuck yes. It lights your soul up. Say no to your friends. I'm just giving you examples, guys. There's no judgment here. I'm just coming up with some examples. So if it is lighting your soul up to go out and get drunk and go dancing with your friends on a Friday night, do that instead of Netflix and chill. This is really about just tuning into what you want and what gives you that sensation of expansiveness, of excitement, okay? That's what I want you guys to focus on, what you're planting the seeds for this month. And then in the process too, before you do that, doing like we did in that meditation, really cleaning out your foundation, letting go of the things that are no longer serving you, things you don't want to say yes to, the dreams that are no longer lighting you up, and then saying yes to the things that do, and putting your energy and intentions towards that, okay? I'm excited for this. I really can't wait. So, my loves, we are going to start this beautiful 30-day challenge together on Sunday, April 11th, with the new moon. We're going to start this free 30-day challenge together. If you want to join, we'll be doing it in my Facebook group. 30-day challenge of only saying yes to the things that light our soul the fuck up, so that our soul garden that we're planting right now turns into one that is incredible and beautiful and that we love being a part of, okay? So if you want to join, come hang out in the group. Be posting every day journal prompts, meditations for you guys to share. What is lighting you up if you're pursuing that, okay? It's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait for it. So before we close out today's episode, I'm going to be pulling from a new deck I got. This is an oracle deck. I've only practiced with the tarot my whole life since I was like 7 or 8, and I felt called to start integrating oracle into my sessions. So today I'm going to be sharing some messages with you from the Work Your Light oracle deck by Rebecca Campbell. If you guys have never seen this deck, it is so stunning. I just got it today and I'm already loving the messages I've gotten from it. So just wanted to leave you guys with some messages to support you on this new venture forward. Do this with you right now. Okay. I love this. All right, I pulled two, my loves. So the first one is protection. Call back your power, cut cords, soul retrieval. I think this is really important. This is one of the intentions that is behind when we are tending to that garden that we talked about. We're really clearing out, like I said, things that are no longer serving us, clearing out the dead, clearing out the decayed, relationships that are draining us, that are dulling our energy, pursuits, jobs, whatever, okay? This is about cleaning out our energy and really protecting our energy as well. So protection, call back your power, cut the cords, retrieve your soul. The next card we got is birthing a new age, and I love this one. Birthing new creations, dreaming a new world into being. Okay? I love this. So as we have tended to our garden, cleaned out, and we're planting these new seeds, these new intentions, and only saying yes to the things that light us the fuck up, we are birthing a new age for ourselves, for our souls, for our lives, for this next chapter. New creations and a new world that we're going to dream into being. I absolutely love this. So magical. So, so magical, my loves. What great cards to pull. Really excited to start incorporating this more into sessions with you, babes. So, my loves, this is really a month of renewal, of new beginnings. Your new path is emerging. It's so exciting. Really want you to pay attention to what clues you're being given this month, to how you're feeling somatically and energetically. It's so exciting. I am so excited to really, I love getting rid of stuff. I'm so excited to clean out all of it, energetically, physically, clutter, materialistically, relationship-wise, energetic-wise, cutting cord-wise, to clean out my garden and to really plant those seeds fully from my heart, from my soul, from my energy, those intentions to make sure that this life, this next chapter, the spring and the summer that we're moving into are ones that is a season, and seasons that light me up, that light my soul up even more. Okay? So we can come out of this winter into the spring, into the summer, renewed, alive, transformed, just soulfully ourselves. Okay? So my loves, I will put links in the show notes for all the things that we chatted about today. The Isla Alchemy container, if you still want to join before doors close on Friday, this is a beautiful time to join. If you're interested in one of those one-on-one mentorship containers with me, I would love to have you. If those are calling to you, again, you can email me at Nisa, N-I-S-A, at seekayla.com, S-E-E-K-A-Y-L-A. And definitely get on the newsletter and guidance list so that can keep you in tune with all these exciting things that we have happening. If you're not yet a part of the Facebook group, I would invite you to join that as well. I do free guidance, readings, card pulls every week, and I love connecting with you babes in this way. So definitely come join and check that out if you're not already a part of it. My loves, such a joy and a pleasure guiding you through this meditation today, chatting about these really important messages that have been coming in quite strong. If you have any questions, you want to chat about anything that came up in the meditation today, you want to book a session with me or chat more about one of those one-on-one mentorship containers, I'm always here. Wishing you a wonderful, wonderful start to your April. We're officially in our first full week of it. Hope you're getting outside, enjoying the weather. I love you all so much, and I will be back in your ears soon. Bye.